George Kills the Dragon. The words that the wise old man spoke made George very eager to start out again with Una to find the dragon. Early one morning they set out. When they had gone a long way, they saw before them a great castle upon a hill.
"Look, Sir George," said Una,
"that is the castle in which my father and mother are shut up. The dragon must be near." As she spoke, they heard a great roar, and the dragon rushed down the hill toward them. George raised his shield and waited, sword in hand. Then there was a terrible battle which lasted 3 days, but the young knight fought so bravely that at last he killed the huge beast. George then brought Una's father and mother from the castle and told them they need no longer be afraid. When they looked at the great dragon, they could hardly believe that such a young knight had killed it. From all over the country, people came to look at the dead beast, and everyone went away praising the brave knight. All his lifetime, George helped people who were in trouble and became known everywhere for his goodness and his great deeds. People forgot that he was a prince. They forgot where he was born, but they could never forget his goodness. The name by which they remembered him is Saint George.